When you found out, when the NFL said there might be a team available, and then a little bit later on they said it's the Cleveland Browns, what did you think?
Fired up to the max. I mean, so tremendously excited. And we had given the NFL some criteria. It needed to be a team in the eastern or middle part of the country on east. And when we found out it was the Browns, you know, iconic, storied franchise with great fans, we were tremendously excited.
When your time with the Steelers, as it was going along, were you learning the NFL and what you have to do to own a team in the NFL?
Absolutely. I mean, very successful franchise, right? Has been. I mean, you get off the elevator at their facility on the second floor where the executives' offices are, and the elevator opens, and you look at six Super Bowl trophies. I don't care
That's
who
daunting.
You are. It gets your attention. Yeah. And so, yeah, I mean, our style is to ask a lot of questions and listen and learn, and we ask a lot of questions there. Now, I don't pretend to be an expert. You know, Mike Holmgren has forgotten more football than we have. But, yeah, we learned some things there, and they do things a certain way, and we're going to do it the same way here.
What did you know about the history of the Browns? I mean, you're a football fan, and
yeah,
I know
a lot.
That
I mean,
your
like,
dad was a football player.
Yeah, like probably like everybody. I mean, the first football player I remember was 32, right? Jim Brown. I mean, and so I'm no different. I cannot tell you I was a Browns fan growing up. I wasn't, but I remember it being a great franchise that won a lot, and they had, you know, if not the best football player ever, certainly one of the best football players ever. So I think anybody who grew up watching pro football remembers that.
If when the NFL had talked to you and said, okay, it's this team, but it wasn't the Cleveland Browns. And in your estimation, maybe that wasn't a good business situation. Would you have stayed away from that?
You know, that's hard to say. An NFL team's an NFL team. All I can say is when we found out it was the Browns, we're down the road. It was no hesitation.
When I met Mike Holmgren for the first time, I mean, I loved watching his teams play. You're a football fan, I'm sure you do
right.
too. And now he's with you.
Right.
I mean, he's on your team.
Right.
How do you feel about that?
Well, it's exciting. My dad spends his summers up on the East Coast where it's a little cooler. And I called him and I said, hey, here's what we're doing Thursday afternoon. We're flying to town. We're having dinner with Mike Holmgren Thursday night. We're going to watch practice Friday. I said, you want to come in and watch practice, go to the press conference? He goes, hell no, I want to have dinner with Mike Holmgren. I mean, Mike Holmgren, he's going to be in the Hall of Fame, right? He's a legendary figure. And we had a great dinner last night, talked for 2.5 hours about life, philosophy. He's a great family person. We think family is really important. So he's a great man.
Is there a way to take the excitement and the pageantry of what happens in Knoxville on a Saturday afternoon and bring that to the NFL?
You know, I wouldn't tinker with the NFL. I mean, my experience, and I said this in the press conference, I think it's the premier sports league in the world. College fans are a little different than pro fans, but it's a great experience. The fans here are outstanding, and I know I've said this ad nauseum, but it's because I get it and because it's important. If we win, everybody's going to be excited. If not, they're not going to like the new owners, and we'll take that responsibility.
Thank you very much for your time, and welcome to Cleveland.
Hey, thanks. Great to be here.